Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. Jesus Christ, who came to save, has become King. In His resurrection from the dead and His conquest over the grave, Jesus has been seated upon His throne as King. Mary, the virgin mother of Jesus, was promised, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Luke 1:31-33. Jesus was destined to sit upon the throne, ruling over His redeemed people as the King of God's eternal kingdom. In the conversation between Jesus and Pilate at the trial of Jesus, Jesus spoke with absolute affirmation, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." John 18:36-37. The kingdom of Christ was to be a kingdom of truth and righteousness. "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." Hebrews 1:8. As Christ ascended into heaven, he took his place as king of his kingdom, the church, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:22. Prior to his departure from earth, he revealed to his disciples, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth." Matthew 28:18. Paul's charge to Timothy reminds the young evangelist of the witness which Jesus had made before Pilate, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6:15. As obedient souls are converted by the gospel, we become citizens of Christ's kingdom, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. The church of the Hebrews were encouraged, "Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Hebrews 12:28. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.